making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Here we are, Thursday, January 18th, 2018, and we are just having major victory after major victory after major victory. Trump is trying to make a deal with Mexico for the wall. That's going to happen. We've got all kinds of movements going down in the investigation of the Clintons right now, but CNN pretty much took the cake yesterday on the fake news awards, our own People's Choice fake news awards, and then Trump's fake news awards. Now, here's CNN talking to people on the street about President Trump, and they got answers they were not expecting.
Ohio sounding off on the president's job performance. Just shy of 1 year in, is he living up to their expectations? Here's CNN's Martin Savage in Youngstown.
CNN. Anywhere you look in Youngstown are reminders of what's been lost. Factories, jobs, the city's population.
During the Obama years.
Almost two-thirds from the 1950s. The economy was
Democrat-run cities.
Here. So is a way of life.
And I realized shipping jobs that overseas. The core foundation of our country is slipping away.
I mean, it got to a point where I did not like the direction that my country was going.
No.
The answer for many was Donald Trump. In 2016, according to the Mahoning County Board of Elections.
See, and pause it there real quick. By the way, these are Democrats that voted Trump. These are Democrats they're talking to that voted Trump. See, this is what I'm saying. This is what people don't understand. The people that live in these major cities that live their entire lives through social media think that they represent everyone. They think that they represent the mainstream thought process and everyone in America's thought process. No, these are the real Americans. This is the message that President Trump gave to the real Americans that resonated with him. Now, let's hear what they said.
Registered Democrats switch parties to become Republicans.
He said he's going to make America first and he's going to bring jobs back.
Donald Trump says you're in lousy trade deals. We fix that. The jobs can come back.
Something that he said that really sticks with me is that he wants to give the power back to the American people. And that's something that I can certainly get behind.
Oh, I'm with a pastor.
Looks like CNN's brainwashing didn't work on these individuals.
Democrats were raised in Democrat families who crossed over to vote Trump.
We're 1 year. 1 year in.
There's another Obama legacy. Losing Democrat voters. Obama destroyed the Democrat Party.
I mean, that's sincerely.
Oh, yeah.
Derek? Yes, I agree. Yes, he's doing wonderful. He's staying on task.
We start with a hot-button topic of the moment.
How big an issue to all of you is immigration?
Huge.
Huge.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
In Americans?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And as far as I'm concerned, they're stealing jobs of rightful citizens.
It's also about...
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like Trump.
...is important. Rules and respect.
I feel like when people come here illegally, that's just very disrespectful. You don't respect our laws, and you shouldn't be able to come here.
It's disrespectful to immigrants, too.
A year later, they all still want the wall. As for the president's inflammatory tweets and speech, Gino says he used to cringe. Not anymore.
So you don't cringe anymore because you've grown numb to it, or
not numb at all? But I know what he's done, and I'm starting to get an inkling.
Exactly,
why
they see the results.
Because if all he had to rely on is what people say about him, oh my God, I might not like the guy, but I love the guy. I love the job.
Yeah, what you CNN lies about him?
Trump at a rally and says he's not a racist.
He was just the nicest person, and. If he was a racist, as everyone paints him out to be, he could have just walked right past me and not even said a word.
What about the lies?
This is actually aired on CNN, believe it or not.
He's a liar.
Do I think he's lying? No. Do I think he's falling short in some of his goals? We all do.
Economically, they say things aren't getting better. The stock market and their home values are up.
Oh, this
industries are booming. Everywhere I've seen.
I look around here, I don't see a boom.
Well, in this area, no, but I feel like there's small businesses that are starting to pick up.
Derek, what did you say? Trump's did you just say that that city's a crap hole, CNN? Unbelievable. CNN called that city a crap hole. You heard it.
Will benefit from this tax cut.
All right, so there you go. So CNN, this is powerful stuff. That's what I'm saying. All regular average American people want to see results. That's why they like Trump. It's simple as that. It's really not complicated. President Trump gets in. The economy booms. American nationalism is back. Wow, that's great. Who wouldn't like that? Libtards.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
It is Thursday, January 18th, 2018. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and we are absolutely stacked for today's broadcast. Michael Snyder is in studio with me at 3:30. My co-host, Roger Stone, joins me at 4 Central. We're expected to be joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi. Where is his news story here? Here it is. Jerome Corsi, InfoWars.com. FBI has launched 3 investigations into the Clintons. Boom. Report. Second special counsel to investigate Clinton crimes. Bam. That's from Jerry Corsi at InfoWars.com. So we'll be catching up with him. Steve Pachinik joins me in the third hour. That's at 5 o'clock Central. He'll be with me for 2 segments. And then Mike Adams to close out the show talking about mental health and physical health and the symbiosis between the two. So absolutely loaded with great guests. And since we have so many guests, I better do my due diligence here and just pound right into this news. Otherwise, I'm not going to get to it. So let's just burn right through some stacks of news here at the beginning of the show. So the big story that everybody's talking about is the government shutdown that could be looming. To me, this is just like, you know, how we were talking about the other day, tornado sirens in St. Louis, where I've heard, growing up in St. Louis, I'd hear hundreds of tornado sirens. I think there was only ever one tornado that I ever saw. So you kind of get that boy that cried wolf thing that goes on over this government shutdown. We hear it seemingly every other year, or every year even, you know, we're going to shut down the government, and then it never happens. I think it happened maybe once, a serious shutdown. But the funny thing to me is, talking about this shutdown, President Trump works for free. So he just donates his money. So you can shut the government down. You're not going to shut Trump down. So as far as I'm concerned, if the government got shut down, I wouldn't be too broken up about it. I think it would really be bad for the veterans out there that might affect, obviously. But it would fall back on the Democrats. And Trump has done a great job hitting that point whenever he talks to the media, saying, well, this is the Democrats. It's the Democrats that won't reach a deal. The Democrats said they want a deal. They don't want a deal. The Democrats. So he's going to put it on the Democrats. And Trump is a really good negotiator, and he understands the next move. So he plays his cards right so that he wins on the next level. That's what you got when he's blaming the Democrats for the government shutdown. It's the same thing with the tax cuts. When we come around at the midterms, nobody from the Democrat Party voted for the tax cuts. Trump just gave every Republican in the midterms their ad campaign. Have you noticed more money in your paycheck? Have you received a tax cut? Every American will probably say yes, except for the few in maybe California and New York, which you expect to go blue anyway. And so they'll say yes. And then they'll say, your local Democrat voted against that. Your local Democrat voted against you having more money. Why don't Democrats want you to have money? Why don't Democrats want you to have a country? And then, boom, you slip in the Republican candidate, the Trump. It's really the Trump Party now is what we should call it. The Trump Party candidate, not the rhino. And then hopefully they win. You know what? And we're going to talk about this more. And I'll just say this now, because I had this thought overnight. If we stay the course that we're on right now, and the Democrats continue to fail in their disruption, the deep state continues to fail in its disruption, and President Trump actually gets to be the president for 4 years, I predict by the end of 2020, the Dow will hit 30,000 and we will have a 5% GDP growth. That's the path we're heading on. And you're starting to see that the Asian markets are starting to correct themselves against the American markets today, but it's a minor hiccup. It's barely even a flinch at all. In fact, yeah, the Dow is a little down today, but it's still up over 26,000, excuse me. So the Asian markets are catching up, but I'm serious. By 2020, the Dow will reach 30,000. We'll have a 5% GDP growth unless, and this is the only thing that I could see stopping it, in the midterms, if the Democrats are able to take Congress because, and more likely the Senate, because then they will file to impeach Trump and they'll do everything they can to impeach Trump. And if that happens, this is actually incredible. If the Democrats do decide to impeach Trump after they take Congress, or should they take Congress in 2018, which I don't think they will. I mean, unless a straight up rigged elections, which they're good at, they're really good at it. They just did it in Alabama, so they could pull that off. Otherwise, I don't see how it happens. But if they do, they will impeach Trump, and then what is going to happen next, folks? This is what you need to understand. This is why it's so important. This is what you need to tell your friends and family. You want to know who's really anti-America? It's 100% the Democrats. If the Democrats impeach Trump, which you know they will, should they win Congress, what happens next? The economy collapses. The stock markets collapse. Everything collapses. Foreign policy collapses. ISIS takes back control. Everything will go to hell if they impeach Trump. And so what is that going to do? That's going to fully expose them. So they still can't win. Trump is now Obi-Wan Kenobi. Strike him down, he becomes more powerful than ever. Strike down Trump-Wan Kenobi, and then the Republic takes control. So they still can't win. Trump is so embattled and so entrenched now, and is just pounding the hell out of the deep state and the fake news media, that even if they took him down, they still couldn't win, because he's too powerful. So what will they do? But if the Republicans win Congress, the Dow will reach 30,000 by 2020, and we will have a 5% GDP growth by 2020, and the American economy will be booming the likes of the roaring 20s. And who knows, maybe finally I can get a damn pothole fixed in a street. Boy, that'd be nice. No longer do I have to pay for, you know what, I got stacks of news. ICE is deporting immigrants left and right. Illegal immigrants. Trump is deporting illegal immigrants left and right now. I mean, it is just insane. Look at this one. So you already heard about the raids on the 7-Elevens. You heard about the thousands of people being deported. California Nextabber was illegal immigrant, already deported 7 times. He's going to be deported. But here's the Oakland mayor. You want to talk about delusional? Oakland mayor says she'll go to jail to protect sanctuary city policy. Do you understand what she just said? She will go to jail for non-American citizens. So that's fine. I mean, that's her prerogative. I mean, you know, I'm bashing her for her liberal mindset, but Mayor Libby Schaaf, who turned Oakland into a Schaaf hole, Mayor Libby Schaaf said Wednesday she would go to jail if needed in opposition to ICE raids. So yeah. You know, she wouldn't go to jail for all of the nonviolent offenders that use drugs that have to go to prison. She doesn't stand up for them. But if you break the law and go to California illegally, well, the mayor of Oakland will stand up for you because she puts non-citizens first. There's our War Room poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter. War Room poll of the day. As government shutdown looms, who should Congress fight for? Veterans or non-citizens? And obviously the answer right now, just been up about an hour, is veterans. And that's where they're debating who should get the funding, the non-citizens that are here illegally, or the veterans that have to wait days just to see a doctor. Oh, but don't worry. The Oakland mayor says she'll go to jail for her sanctuary city. Yeah, you know what, Libby Schaff and your Schaff whole city? Because of you wanting to make it a sanctuary city? People don't even want this either. That's the thing. People don't want a sanctuary city in Oakland, okay? But how dare ICE do their job? I mean, why not just call for the dissolvement of the border? Why not just call for the dissolvement of ICE? Why not just say, why have a country? I mean, seriously, that's where you're going. That's where they are going. Why have a country? Why have a name? Why have America? Why have a state? Why have a border? I'm the mayor of Oakland. I'll go to jail for a non-citizen. What? That DACA recipient murdered somebody? Don't send him to jail. Send me to jail. I'm the good liberal that let him in here. It's my fault. So send me to jail. I let the murderer in because I want sanctuary cities. Send me to jail.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, I think the ACLU, I mean, they really have an original idea every time I get an email from them. If you follow the War Room, you'll notice I'm always reading ACLU emails because I'm on their email chain. Because, I mean, it's just glorious content. I mean, the stuff they send is just glorious content. Here we go. Hundreds of thousands of dreamers across the country are living in fear of deportation right now. Hey, you know what? You know what? Let's actually edit this live on air. Hundreds of thousands of, they say dreamers. Let's edit. Let's correct them. Lawbreakers. All right. Okay. Hundreds of thousands of lawbreakers across the country are living in fear of deportation right now. Let's actually fix it. Let's go with justice. Okay, here we go. Hundreds of thousands of lawbreakers across the country are living in fear of justice right now. Not only did Trump cancel DACA in September, but his recent comments make it clear that his immigration policy is based on nothing short of white supremacy. White supremacy. Let's actually fix this. Nothing short of common sense. All right, so I've corrected the ACLU's erroneous opening paragraph here. Hundreds of thousands of lawbreakers across the country are living in fear of justice right now. Not only did Trump cancel DACA in September, but his recent comments make it clear that his immigration policy is based on nothing short of common sense. There you go, ACLU. Congratulations. I have just fixed your email for you. In fact, if you would like, I can do this for you every time. If you want me to read over it and edit it out and make it actually accurate. Or you can continue to libel the president and hope that you don't find a lawsuit. But they always say the dreamers, the dreamers, the dreamers, the dreamers. Hey, you know what? Americans have a dream too. That's right. Americans have dreams too. And one of those dreams is to be able to go to your local city, go downtown, and not get stabbed by a non-American citizen. And not get shot by a non-American citizen because you live in a sanctuary city. Can I have a dream? Can I have a dream to go to San Francisco and not get shot or stabbed by a non-citizen who's already been deported? Can I have a dream as a Trump supporter to go out on the streets of Los Angeles wearing a Trump hat and not get beaten? No, I don't get that dream. Only non-citizens have a dream now. They're the dreamers. That's how we get shoved under the bus there. Hey, but look at all of this good news that we have. I'm just going to pound through this, and then hopefully we're going to get more into this stuff with Roger Stone and Jerry Corsi, but let's just hit these headlines here. White House official, House Intel panel broke an agreement on limiting scope of questions for Bannon. Now, you read this story, and who do you think that was? Who do you think in the House Intel panel would have broke an agreement on limiting the scope? Well, let me just give you a little more intelligence here. So basically this individual that was questioning Bannon, well, claims that they were not made aware of the prior agreements, that this questioning was only going to be about the campaign. Please limit your questions to the campaign only, stuff that went on during the campaign. Well, naturally, this individual had to go well beyond the campaign, before the campaign, after the campaign, bringing up the Fire and Fury book. Who do you think it was? Have you figured it out yet? Adam Schiff. Good old pencil neck Adam Schiff is the House Intel panel member that broke the agreement on limiting the scope of questions for Bannon. You know why it was Adam Schiff? Because he's unhinged. Because he's deranged. Because he is so filled with hatred and rage for President Trump that he can't even have the common courtesy to agree on the scope of questioning during a hearing. So these people are totally out of control. And again, I continue to say the louder they scream against Trump, the more they look like Adam Schiff, the more skeletons they have in their closet. This is what I hope to be talking to Jerry Corsi with later. FBI has launched three investigations into Clinton's second special counsel to investigate Clinton crimes. That is a huge report from Jerry Corsi at Infowars.com. Hoping to be joined by him in the second hour with Roger Stone, my co-host. New York Police Department officers raid Newsweek headquarters. About two dozen NYPD officers and investigators from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office raided the offices of Newsweek and its parent company, IBT Media, on Thursday. IBT Media was co-founded by Jonathan Davis and Etienne Uzak. The IRS placed a $1.2 million federal tax lien against Uzak in September of 2017. Ouch. Boy, I don't like that, the IRS, but Newsweek in trouble. The agents were said to be photographing servers in the offices, but not downloading any files at the offices on 7 Hanover Square, according to sources. Photographing the serial members on machines. And so basically the IRS is investigating, I guess the NYPD and the IRS are investigating Newsweek. Fake Newsweek. Their most famous cover ever will be the fake cover of Madam President. How do you like that, Newsweek? Your most famous work ever is something that you couldn't even publish because it never happened. And now you're dealing with the IRS and the NYPD. Hey, when will the NYPD and the IRS raid Reverend Al Sharpton's place? I'm just curious because that's long overdue. Anyway. FBI chief of staff to testify before House members on Clinton probe. This is from the One America News Network. A top staffer at the FBI will testify before Congress as other agents fear for the future of the agency. The Bureau's chief of staff, James Rubicki, will be interviewed behind closed doors Thursday by members of two House committees. So you imagine it looks like in this story that it's going to be about James Comey. Staffer from the Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform Committees will grill him on why former Director James Comey did not recommend criminal charges against a failed president candidate Hillary Clinton. So technically, this could actually be included in Corsi's story where now they're asking Comey, they're grilling Comey as to how Hillary Clinton was able to escape justice under his watch. And maybe that leads to a questioning of Peter Stroke, too. Peter Stroke. House report concluded Pakistan's made unauthorized access to congressional servers. That's the Awan brothers. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's Hillary Clinton having these open servers, hiring Pakistanis who are getting in there, getting unauthorized access, and then who knows where they're sending that intel. So that story is going to break open, wide open soon as well. Folks, and Jerry Corsi breaks open his story. It's all possible because of InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we had Mike Adams in here. We were showing him the new studio. In case you haven't seen, we got new studios and new shows getting ready to launch, but we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We are making it easy on you by bringing huge specials like 50% off the new Pollen Block, 25% off Immune Wall, that's also new. Cell Force is 50% off. The Real Red Pill is 50% off. Alpha Power is 50% off. The InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack with Survival Shield X2 and Vitamin B12 is 40% off. Huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. If you support us, we will build it and they will come. InfoWars.com. This is the mothership of the resistance against the one world government.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
The midterms in 2018 are now the most pivotal time and the most pivotal time for us to take action and become informed as far as what candidate is the best for America and what candidate is the best to execute Trump's agenda and continue to push it forward. My guest now is Michael Snyder. He will be running for Congress himself, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. Glad to have you here. You were on the Alex Jones show earlier. We'll do a little tease. You went out, you did a man on the street here in Austin, Texas. Now you're here in the war room. I guess that's just a typical campaigning. I mean, you're on the trail right now, so you're constantly working anyway.
Yeah, we were coming down to Texas anyway to meet with some donors, and David Knight said, hey, come on our show, and then you guys were so gracious to arrange things at the last minute. But yeah, we're down here working. We're literally working 24 hours a day because we got 4 months left till Election Day, and I'm up there in Idaho's first congressional district.
And that's for the primaries.
That's the primary, but the primary is the key because it's so conservative and so Republican, the district, that whoever wins the Republican primary is going to be the next member of Congress. So right now.
Now, what district is it so our audience knows?
It's District 1, Idaho Congressional District 1. Right now, Raul Labrador is the member of Congress there, but he's moving on to run for governor. And so there's no incumbent. So six people running to replace him. I'm one of the six. And right now the numbers tell us, we just got new numbers, 2/3 of the voters don't even know who they're going to vote for. And the primary is 4 months away. The rest of it's divided up among all the rest of us. And in terms of name recognition, every candidate in the race is below 15% right now, all kind of bunched together.
So it's wide open.
The most wide open race for Congress I've ever seen in my entire life. And those are the races we need to focus on. Because 90% of the races around the country for Senate or for House, we pretty much know who's already going to win, whether it's going to be a Democrat or a Republican. But we need to focus on those races we can win. And we can win this race. If we just get our name recognition up to 30%, we win. And so that's why I'm trying to get everyone laser focused on this, because we can win this for our side. And people say, well, it's Idaho. What do I have to do with Idaho? But at the end of the day, we don't want to think about like that. We want to think about getting people that love liberty, freedom, that are on our side, more people like that in Congress. Because just getting one Ron Paul in Congress makes it such a huge difference. But if we can get 5, 10, 15, 20 of us, man, then you're talking.
And now you're blowing up the status quo. I mean, Trump already pierced it and damaged it. But that would be just totally blowing up the status quo, getting people in government that really are anti-government, essentially. I mean, that's what we need. That was the basic principle, you know, to make government as hard as possible when this country was founded. But it's amazing to me to talk about this race. You know, you said something earlier how, and this is how it goes most of the time, this status quo, the incumbent always has the advantage, and you would expect a Nancy Pelosi, a Chuck Schumer, what have you, to just roll. They just keep rolling, right? But I'm curious now, you know, as we move closer, just kind of like Hillary Clinton will win, if that's not a narrative we might see, if maybe, well, these people that have been able to get in so easily and win so easily, maybe this is finally their time of reckoning where it's not going to be so easy. I that's going to be an interesting thing to kind of pay attention to, I think, with this upcoming midterm.
Yeah, we'll see what the numbers are after it's over. But since World War II, incumbents have won more than 80% of the time. So it is tough to beat an incumbent, but I think we'll see some incumbents lose this time around. But with my situation where there's no incumbent, I mean, it's a golden opportunity. And we're not just talking about 2 years or 4 years, like for president. Whoever wins the seat will become an incumbent. And once you become a Republican incumbent in Idaho, it's virtually impossible to get you out. So whoever wins the seat could be there 20 or 30 years. And my main opponents, one of them is literally surrounded himself with never Trumpers. In fact, someone on his campaign payroll is one of the biggest never Trumpers in the entire country. Another one of my biggest opponents is a terribly scummy establishment lawyer. So literally the destiny of this seat in the House of Representatives for the next 20 or 30 years is going to be determined just 4 months from now. So the stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah. And that could be the case for potentially a couple seats as well, that you could be looking at something like that. And again, what you're seeing is, you know, the people like Jeff Flake, who knows he has no chance to win. I mean, that's this whole act that he's putting together is simply because he knows he's destroyed politically and he can never win again. So he's trying to go out swinging like he's a big, you know, champion and, oh, I'm just choosing to resign. No, he got destroyed because of his anti-Trump rhetoric and he destroyed himself. So now he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just resigning because I'm a man of higher value. No, you're a man that destroyed your political career. And it'll be interesting to see because how much of an impact will Trump have on this 2018 midterm? Where is it going to be? Well, I'm curious what you think about it. Do you think President Trump will consciously try to inject his opinions into this midterm? Do you think this is something he's going to be addressing a lot to try to form a Congress that he knows will get behind him? Or do you think he's going to kind of be off in the shadows and not really dealing with these midterms?
I hope he does. I hope he gets involved as much as possible. And I think he will because it's in his self-interest to do so.
Right.
And whether he does or not, 2018 is going to be all about Trump. The Democrats are going to make it all about him, a referendum on Trump. They want to take either the House or the Senate. And if they take both, they're going to impeach Trump, period. The establishment Republicans kind of want to retake control of the Republican Party. Meanwhile, the Trump movement, this is a critical time for us because we've got to show, is this going to become a true movement? Or are we just going to fizzle and leave Trump, you know, kind of alone? Are we going to fail, or are we going to step up to the plate and get some pro-Trump people into Congress? Now, in Idaho, the Trump's approval numbers are really good. 60% overall approval among registered Republicans is 80%. So, and I'm very proudly running as a pro-Trump candidate. And, you know, the other guys in the race are some of them are just simply shunning Trump. And so in Idaho, if we can get all the voters to understand, I'm the pro-Trump guy. If you support Trump, support me. And we're doing it with all of our branding, our signs now.
So that can be your key message considering the opponents that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. If we can get everyone in the district to understand we're the pro-Trump guy, we're going to win.
What is up with that? Why would they want to go? Do they buy it that people don't like Trump? Is that why they don't want to go for Trump? I mean, that makes no sense to me. That seems like a death wish politically to go against Trump in Idaho as a Republican.
Yeah, it seems to me. But, you know, I'm running against a bunch of rhinos. You know, gotcha. They don't believe in Trump's agenda. They don't even believe in a conservative agenda. In fact, one of the people I'm running against has a lower voting grade than the Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders supporting massive liberal that's running for governor. She actually has a more conservative voting record than one of my opponents who's labeled himself as a conservative Republican. But of course, he's anti-Trump, anti-conservative. But every Republican that runs in Idaho says, I'm a conservative, even though he's got an F-minus rating from the Idaho Freedom Foundation.
Well, and now thinking about it, too, you think about how long this seat could be there, how long this individual who wins could be there. It would make sense to me that the deep state would be trying to rig this deal from both angles so that they can try to manipulate this to have that seat for the next decade or two. So that is a very thing. So you're probably going to be dealing, I would imagine, with some dirty dealers and some dirty politics in that race.
It's already happened, Owen. In fact, I've been attacked. My wife has been attacked. Our faith has been attacked. Yeah, they're spreading all, you know what? There's even a rumor going around that I'm a plant from Washington, D.C. They're trying to like create literal conspiracy theories.
More like a plant from the resistance from Austin, Texas.
There you go. There you go. But they're
that's right. We've got the plants now.
But we have an opportunity to get one of our own into that seat. And I it's a golden opportunity. I hope people understand because anyone that goes to Congress literally makes decisions, helps make decisions that influence every man, woman, and child in the entire country. And so you say, oh, that's the person's representing that part of the country. But every member of Congress influences all of us. And the American people hate Congress because right now is an approval rating of about 14%.
Yeah, I think that this Congress is the lowest approval rating ever.
Yeah.
I think we're on the 115th Congress right now. I think it was the lowest approval rating ever.
People absolutely hate Congress, so we need to drain the swamp. And I can give you one example, or maybe we should wait till we get back because this segment's about
I'll tell you what, that's what we'll do. We'll hold that thought, put a bookmark in that thought because we'll talk about that. And then the other thing I want to talk about too is what would happen, and I think I have an idea, but I want to hear your opinion. What would happen should the Democrats actually get these seats? I think it's by steal. I don't see how they could win it legitimacy. So I'd say if the Democrats steal Congress in the upcoming midterms, we know that they would go for impeachment. So then what happens after that? That is going to be the topic of discussion on the other side. This is The War Room. My guest is Michael Snyder. Michael Snyder for Congress.com. We've got our own implants. That's right. No more deep state implants, but patriot implants. We're taking back the Congress in 2018.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yeah, for the Democrats and the Liberals, that was when Trump was elected. That's their new theme song. I remember when I lost my mind, it was when Trump was elected. That's the Democrat theme song, at least. Welcome back to the War Room. My guest is Michael Snyder, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. Of course, his website before that, the economiccollapseblog.com, but we're mainly talking politics here with Michael today. And, you know, it's funny, we were talking in the break about what a congressman does with his time, and I kind of had my notions and my intel on how they spend their time, but he informed me on another angle. But, you know, I think it kind of depends. You know, if you're Maxine Waters, you wake up every morning, you spend 20 minutes cleaning your dentures, you spend another half an hour polishing your chrome dome, you spend about 20 minutes pampering your James Brown wig, then you spend about another 45 minutes caking on the makeup, and then by that time you can usually make it to the floor to cry about Trump for about an hour, and then do about another hour's worth of interviews, and then it takes her another 2 hours to take the cake makeup off her face, you know, powder her wig and everything. So that's how Maxine Waters might spend their day. But most people, when they get into Congress, actually spend most of their time campaigning for their next election, fundraising for their next election. But you were telling me there's another angle, and your plan is to actually blow this whole process up.
Oh, absolutely, Owen. Because, you know, when I started running for Congress, I decided, you know, let me find out how members of Congress actually spend their time. So I started digging into this 60 Minutes report, Cheryl Atkinson, you know, because this has been reported by the mainstream media. People just aren't talking about it. So what I discovered is this. If I win this election, I'm going to go to orientation with all the new members of Congress. And they're going to sit us down and they're going to say, all right, guys, as new members of Congress, your dues to the Republican Party, in the case of the House, is the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Now, is this a Republican orientation?
Yeah, it's a Republican orientation, but it happens on both sides.
Gotcha.
It happens
on both
sides.
This would be your side of the table, the Republicans.
The Republicans, yeah. So they'll sit us Republicans down and they'll say, okay, guys, as a new Republican member of Congress, your dues that you need to pay to the NRCC, $200,000 a year. And now, so how in the world are you going to raise that? Well, they're also going to tell us at orientation how to spend our time as members of Congress. And so, and we've seen the printouts of this. We have the documentation.
Because you work for the Republican Party, not the people.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do in Congress. You think you're sending a member of Congress to D.C. You're actually sending a mid-level telemarketer because you're actually instructed you're supposed to spend about 2 hours a day on floor/committee, essentially doing the job you're elected to do. And then you're told you're supposed to spend about 4 hours a day dialing for dollars. And since members of Congress can't make these phone calls from their offices by law, they're not allowed to do that. So what they're told to do, and there's call centers across the street from the Capitol, one for Democrats and one for Republicans. And this is why if you look at the floor of the Senate, the floor of the House, they're empty so much of the time because they're over in these call centers, especially during lunchtime, dinner time, because that's the best time to catch people. So they sit there and they open their books with a script that they read to people on the phone, and they sit there hour after hour, day after day on the phone, raising money to pay their dues to the NRCC in the case of Republicans so that Paul Ryan can funnel that money into the campaigns of his favorite rhinos so the rhinos can remain in control.
So that's kind of how the gears and the clockwork of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party work behind the scenes, where you find out you're not working for the people, you're not working as a congressman, you're working for this party.
Yeah.
And then they decide essentially who gets to shift and gear and change the levers of power by where that money goes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Ponzi scheme.
Big time. Do you remember that $30 million they put into Luther Strange's campaign? Well, that came from the Senate version of this type of an organization. Well, they said, hey, we don't want Roy Moore. We want Luther Strange. So we're going to dump $30 million here. And that came from the money that the senators sit on the phone all day raising back to their constituents. But, you know, it's time to blow up this system. So I'm pledging to my voters, the people of Idaho, when I go to Congress, I'm not going to participate because by law, they can't require you to do this. So there's a few members of Congress that are already not making these calls. For example, Ken Buck is one of them. But I promise the people of Idaho, I'm not going to make these calls. And will Paul Ryan be absolutely furious with me? Oh, yeah, they're going to try to hurt me, kick me out of the lunchroom, literally, and do all kinds of things to make life uncomfortable for me.
Good riddance, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not going there to be buddies with Paul Ryan. In fact, I'll vote against him. I've already promised that too. I'm not voting for him for Speaker of the House, but I'm going to help Donald Trump drain the swamp. And that's what we need to do. We need no more corruption. The way Congress is working is deeply broken. They only work about 140 days a year as
it really is amazing how little they work.
Yeah. 140.
I mean, that's not a slight. That's just the schedule.
Yeah. 140 days a year out of 365. And then out of those 140 days a year, they're on the telephone half the time. No wonder they don't get anything done.
I think that might be the greatest campaign message for you to run on, because so many people, to me, that's a national story.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's something that anybody would want to write a story on, especially in these times where the overthrow of government in a political manner is kind of happening with Trump, where you have Trump. If we recall during the campaign is saying, well, you know, I don't promise to pledge to the Republican Party. You know, I'm not going to stay loyal to the Republican Party. I'm not getting in this because of the Republican Party. I'm running as a Republican, but I don't have loyalties to the Republican Party. So that was kind of Trump's like first way of kind of rubbing their nose in it, saying, hey, you know, this isn't about us getting on our knees for you anymore. This is about you getting on your knees for us. We run the show now. And to me, that's a huge campaign message you can have, because it's like, why would I run for an office and then end up having to work for other people that are running for office, which my constituency may have no interest in their politics?
Exactly. And our anti-establishment message is resonating wherever we go. And because I'm also promising and pledging that, hey, I'm going to push for the same rules that apply to all the rest of us should also apply to members of Congress, because they've got their special health care, their special retirement, all special rules for members of Congress that don't apply to the rest of us. But whatever rules apply to them should also apply to us. And so, yeah, we need to go clean up D.C. And I'm being very open about the fact that I'm running as a Trump Republican, because Donald Trump restored my faith in America, because Donald Trump,
he saved the Republican Party.
He did. And, you know, he, when he started running for president, my wife and I were absolutely thrilled, because we were behind Trump from the beginning. But I thought, no way, no way he can take on the whole Republican establishment. They'll crush him. They'll crush him. But Donald Trump proved me wrong. And then we get to the general election. It's Hillary Clinton with more than $1 billion, and the mainstream media and Hollywood, the intellectual elite, and the Republicans, the never Trumpers, were still against him. Everything was against Trump. I thought, no way, he's going to be killed by Hillary.
The Bushes.
Yeah.
We're even crazy. Against him. Yeah.
And I said, no way, no way. I love Trump. I want him to win, but it's just too much. But Donald Trump proved me wrong. And in the process, he restored my faith in America. He showed me, because I thought I had come to the conclusion that we can never take our government back, that it was over, the establishment was too strong. We, the people, would never get that control.
And here's the thing, too, that's important about that. Patience is going to be a key here, because this is not going to be a one-year deal. This is probably going to be an 8 to 16 to 20-year thing. We can't just run in here like you know, Jesus did and flip the bankers' tables over. No, we have to take our time. We have to do our due diligence. This is a revolution, if we're going to pull it off politically, that's going to take at least 8 years.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day. And, you know, each election cycle, only about a third of the Senate seats are up for grabs anyway. So it's going to be a process, but we need to make gains every time. So 2018, we need to take a step forward. So people need to get involved. People need to realize now is the time. And the key is the primaries, Owen, because if we don't get pro-Trump people winning these primaries, well, we're going to get to November 2018. We're going to have an establishment Republican.
And a lot of people aren't thinking about the primaries.
They aren't. People need to realize it's this spring. Some of them are just a couple months away at this point. Mine is May 15th. But if we don't get involved and get good people to win these primaries, well, we're going to get to the fall. It's going to be an establishment Democrat versus establishment Republican. And those, you know, we're not even going to have a good choice.
Let's look at worst case scenario. The Democrats take the Congress in the midterms, and then they impeach Trump. What do you think happens next?
Well, at that point, it's just not going to be going back to how it was before. But at that point, see, they never want another Trump to ever happen again. So they're going to go to extreme measures to make sure that the populist movement, that the nationalist movement, that those who love liberty and freedom, that we're never going to see another Trump rise. And so they're going to crack down on, and we're already starting to see it in the social media world, technology, you know, where Facebook censoring, Google censoring, if Trump is removed and our flame is extinguished, this revolution is defeated, you know what? It's going to be over. And we may not ever have a chance to turn things around ever again.
I disagree. I think if they remove Trump, that's when the revolution begins. Because if they take Trump down, everything that's been positive happening in this country is going to take a complete turn the other way. We're going to get bullied by China and North Korea. We're going to get bullied by Russia. The stock market's going to collapse. The economy's going to collapse. The borders are going to be wide open. Sanctuary cities are going to continue to reign, and it's going to become complete violence. And I think that's when, I mean, if they impeach Trump, I mean, what do you think people are going to do? We're not going to sit down. I'm not going to sit in this studio and complain about it. I'm going to be somewhere else complaining about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we might see, you know, chaos in the streets if that happens.
Of course, that to me is how I see it happening. If they remove our duly elected president, then I see revolution in the streets. Not the fake Antifa revolution, but the real American people that actually contribute to society taking to the streets. So if they take Trump down, I think that only makes him stronger. Michael Snyder, michaelsnyderforcongress.com. He's running in Idaho. Check him out. Share that website with your friends and family. We have to take Congress in 2018.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone is set to join us in the next segment. And then we're going to have Jerry Corsi on with us as well. It'll be a fine Jedi Council here in the second hour of the War Room. We've had multiple Jedis come through. We've already had Michael Snyder. We're going to have Steve Pachenik later, as well as Mike Adams. Full-on Jedi convention here on the War Room today on a Thursday. And as the return of the Jedi is happening politically right now in America, the one world government agenda is falling apart at the seams right in front of us. Here's John Bowne's report.
The New World Order, put simply, a conglomerate of multinational financial interests and its subsequent intelligentsia bent on undermining the self-determination of sovereign nations by any means necessary. Now, the steady rise of populism has the globalists crying from the rooftops. Former Senator and U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel was recently quoted by the Lincoln Journal Star saying, "A new world order is being built and shaped right now. And the last time that happened, America led."
We've done the hard work of freedom. And tonight, we lead the world in facing down a threat to decency and humanity. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind: peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future.
Hagel claims the Trump administration's withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement did significant damage to long-term U.S. power and influence in Asia, while damaging the interests of U.S. farmers and ranchers. The reality is, had the United States signed on to the TPP, the TPP would have obliterated sovereignty in favor of multinational corporate looting and ushered in a technocratic nightmare. Meanwhile, George Soros grapples with defeat after dropping $18 billion on his Open Society foundations to undermine Western civilization. Soros, complaining to the Financial Times, said, "It's deja vu all over again with one big change. The dominant ideology in the world now is nationalism. It's the EU that's the institution that's on the verge of a breakdown." As German Chancellor Angela Merkel's future looks bleak, French President Macron is being lauded as the Hegelian hero of EU history by the EU Observer. Yet Macron's approval continues to stagnate behind policies such as pushing carbon taxes at the borders. And the PSYOP intensifies from the globalist mouthpiece of the Council of Foreign Relations, signaling the coming wave of hypocrisy to once again attempt to sway the masses. Clifford Cunningham writes, a summary of the report released by Freedom House, a supposedly nonpartisan think tank, has placed blame for the global assault on democracy on President Trump's attacks on the press and brash foreign policy as America's democratic standards, quote, erode at an accelerating pace, end quote. On January 24th, President Trump's populism will face the New World Order at Ground Zero in Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum, revealing a parade of elitists drowning under a tsunami of populism with tentacles that own the media, reach into the deep state, and continue to dump billions into a money pit of treason. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
And what is going to happen as all these investigations are now taking a 180-degree turn and looking right at Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? All of these anti-Trumpers, all those Hillary Clinton supporters are going to feel really stupid, and they're going to have an opportunity to come back to reality, or will they double down on their insanity and go completely mental? Oh, my gosh, what would that look like? On the other side, it's Roger Stone. This is The War Room.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room. This is Freedom Command Central, and you're with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. You know, Owen, you've got a long background as a sports reporter and broadcaster. I've been wondering for a long time what was going on with the NFL. And then I finally think I figured it out. You see, I couldn't figure out why the NFL was allowing the kneeling protests to go forward game after game. The damage to the NFL brand is crystal clear. Viewership is way down. Ratings are way down. They're disgusting most decent Americans. So why would the NFL permit such a negative impression about the league to self-perpetuate? But after reading today's news, I think I may finally be beginning to understand it. You see, there was a very telling story on page one of the New York Times just a couple days ago. And one of the things you learn in the realm of political tricks, of which I am, of course, a master, is the strategy of using something incredibly negative to cover up something even more negative. In this case, that's exactly what I think they're doing. So what could be worse than a bunch of seemingly ungrateful players being paid literally millions and millions of dollars
taking a knee at these games. What could be worse than that? Well, now I'm beginning to understand. You see, as many folks know, but so many don't, the NFL Football Players Union filed a lawsuit against the NFL for too many past players who've ended up with lifetime disabilities due to traumatic head injuries leading to lasting injuries and, of course, death. Some of these cases go back as far as 2012. The class action suit was ostensibly settled to the satisfaction of the players' union, and an extraordinary amount was set aside in January 7th, 2017, when the settlement went into effect. Now, we're still researching the exact details of what happened to whom in this very complicated legal case, but out of 20,000 class members, the overwhelming majority of whom are African Americans, do you know how many cases they've paid out on? 1,594. This, of course, is after the doctors have proved that these kind of head injuries lead to dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ALS. This is called death with CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Pardon me. Groucho Marx couldn't have done it that well.
Well done, Roger.
So due to the difficulty of setting up a claim, which seems to be a moving target created by the NFL lawyers as to what constitutes a submitted claim, they have paid out a paltry amount. This leaves many thousands of families and people destitute. It's absolutely true, Owen. Some of these NFL players' families are on food stamps. One NFL player is working as a pizza delivery boy because it's the only work he can get to support his family. So we're going to be digging into here at the War Room what exactly is going on here and why only 1,594 of these accepted complete submitted claims and actually only 91 people have been paid, less than 6% of the entire class. I now understand why the NFL has been allowing the kneeling to continue. They're waiting for these players to die. That way they don't have to pay. We are really going to grind down here at the War Room on this story because there is so much more to know. But the NFL doesn't want to pay the players because it's akin to admitting guilt. They set up these protocols to avoid head injury, yet you see them putting their players right back in the game. No, I think Roger Goodell is going to have some explaining to do.
Well, this is actually a huge story, Roger, and I think that you've kind of discovered something here, and that is the NFL, when you talk about them with the way they've handled the kneeling thing and kept this concussion CTE story out of the headlines. One thing that I have to credit the NFL for is they are really, really good. They really understand how to steal headlines and how to generate attention and to distract from other things. This is something that they've really become masters at since Roger Goodell became the commissioner. I'll provide a couple examples. You'll notice a couple things about the NFL. One you'll notice is every offseason, there's a huge narrative that everyone's talking about, whether it be Tom Brady deflating footballs or a Ray Rice video. There's always one story that the NFL uses during the offseason, or Michael Sam, the first gay football player, whatever it is. There's always one story the NFL uses during the offseason to generate attention, generate interest, and just keep the rumor mill abuzz so that they can control the narrative, control the attention, and continue to be watched and thought of as significant even during the offseason. So, Roger, you have correctly identified that the NFL could be letting these kneels steal the spotlight and become the big story to avoid the CTE becoming the big narrative. And of course, this is on the heels of the movie that came out with Will Smith in it called Concussion just a couple years ago. You had the documentary on PBS called The League of Shadows, where the doctor that Will Smith portrayed in that movie actually talks about how the NFL was burying his studies. But here's the amazing thing that I think I just figured out right now, Roger, listening to your monologue. I have wondered for years what blackmail Roger Goodell has on the NFL. Does he have pictures? Does he know stuff about families? What blackmail does Roger Goodell have on the NFL? Because this is a commissioner who in the last couple years has seen nothing but declining ratings. He's done nothing for the families that have suffered with their with the players getting CTE and everything it's done to them, leading to multiple suicides of NFL players. And he's now making more money than ever as the league is collapsing. And I'm sitting here scratching my head. How can Roger Goodell manipulate and twist the league into a headlock when he has done nothing positive for the league in years? And Roger, it just hit me. He is keeping the information about CTE in his pocket. And I think that's what it is. I think that's what the blackmail is. Roger Goodell is telling the NFL, give me $50 million a year, give me access to the private jet, or I'm going to walk out of here and tell everyone the truth about CTE and tell all the players how they're putting their lives at stake every time they take the field. I think that that might be how Roger Goodell is able to manipulate these unprecedented $50 million a year contracts out of the NFL. And I'll tell you, Roger, I know that you're working behind the scenes. This is something that we're going to blow the lid off of.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know that Roger Goodell, of course, is the son of extreme left-wing Senator Charles Goodell, who was an apologist for the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War, a moderate Republican who shifted far left in the 70s and was defeated by Senator James L. Buckley in 1970. So the apple has not fallen far from the tree, Owen.
It all made sense listening to you break it down, Roger, because it doesn't make sense when you take it at face value. When you take it at face value and you see Roger Goodell makes more money now than ever, even though the league is tanking, it doesn't make any sense when you say, why would the NFL continue to let these anthem kneelers persist, even though it's killing their ratings and it's bad for the country and it's bad for the league? But then it just all made sense. You broke it down. Well, it distracts from the fact that the league is about to be hit with some serious CTE issues with these former players, and it distracts from the fact that Roger Goodell is bending over the league sideways and having his way with them. And it all plays into the NFL's ability to manipulate the media.
Well, what I find most offensive about this is that it's racist. You see, because these folks are black, they figure they can't get the wherewithal to get anybody's attention. They have no resources. Their lawyers haven't been paid. Oh, the administrators for the fund have been paid. Literally millions of dollars. So the lawyers are making money, the lawyers for the NFL, but the individual player families are being starved out. It is it's an ignominious, racist disaster.
Well, you know, I've been a fan of the NFL. I've worked NFL games. I like the NFL, but I mean, look, here's the deal, NFL. You better right your ship or you're going to have a long and hard fall, because the higher up you are, the bigger they are, the harder they're going to fall. And now you've got other people interested in starting new football leagues. That could be a death blow to the NFL. So this is a story that Roger Stone and myself are going to be continuing to cover and work on the different angles to find out what the truth is. And we'll see if the NFL wants to correct the ship or go down with the sinking ship. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. This is The War Room.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males.
Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The War Room, and yes, we've got a jam-packed program for you this evening. You know, Owen, one of the things I always think is laughable is the way that the permanent political class thinks that governing should be left entirely to them, and they resent it when anyone from a different discipline or a different background goes into politics, such as, Donald Trump. By the way, great electric blue tie today. Great tie. So I've seen this now manifest itself directly when I gave a terrific interview with Patrick Slevin in Florida of his highly influential newsletter. And I mentioned the idea of Terry Bollea, the actor who portrays Hulk Hogan, running for the United States Senate. Bollea is a Republican, and he actually was active on behalf of Barack Obama, to which I say, well, everyone makes mistakes. This idea has now taken off like a rocket ship. What we have going on in Florida is Hulk mania. Now, I am scheduled to meet with Hogan, at least that's what I believe, through intermediaries, but the story's gotten ahead of itself. Let's go to the TMZ tape and see what they came up with.
Roger Stone is a fan of yours and thinks you should make a run for the U.S. Senate. What's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is, if I run, I will win. Brother, I don't want to run, okay? I have a great life here on the beach, you know. The only thing I'm going to make a run for is the world title again, if I ever do any running. But right now, I'm just hanging out on the beach having a blast.
Would you ever consider running for Senate in Florida?
Thought about it. I've had, as of late, people calling my phone, driving me crazy about running for Senate. They want me to run for governor. They want me to run for mayor. At the end of the day, I'm just so confused because it's like watching the politicians, the Democrats and the Republicans, it's like nobody wants to work together. It's like a wrestling match with two wrestlers that are supposed to work together and paint this beautiful wrestling picture. The Republicans and Democrats act like they hate each other and they don't want to do anything except create chaos. So I really don't want to be any part of that.
So is that a no?
That's a no, man. I don't want to get in the middle of that.
If you ran, what party?
Oh, listen to you. I would be a Republican.
You supported Barack Obama.
Well, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
But you would be a Republican.
I would be a Republican.
Is this a flat out no that you would never consider running for Senate in Florida?
Right now, this moment, it's a flat out no.
That's hedging.
Right now, this moment, it's a flat out no.
Is it possible next month it could be maybe or yes?
It could be.
That sounds like you're not saying no.
I'm saying no in this moment. You know, the funny part is, I mean, after seeing, you know, Donald Trump's fan base and watching what Jesse Ventura did, you know, in the state of Florida, I mean, I got a feeling it wouldn't be that hard. You know, I really do.
All right, so, brother.
There you have Hulk Hogan handling an interview more skillfully than perhaps any politician I've ever seen. And I looked for the Sherman-esque no. I was waiting for him to say absolutely not, never going to happen, and I didn't hear that. So I say, go, Hulk, go. Go, Hulk, go. It's a grassroots movement, and I'm going to get this guy in the race if I possibly can. Now, he did raise one possibility, and that is running for governor. As his friend and my friend Jesse Ventura did, it's important to have men and women who come from a different discipline, who aren't career political creatures looking for the next contribution, and who are afraid to take on the entrenched special interests. I think Hulk Hogan's got a lot of heart and a lot of brains. He's an actor. His real name is Terry Bollea, and as we know, two of our greatest presidents came from the entertainment business, Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump. I think we have a video now of our friends from TMZ. Let's see how they handle this because they are kind of part of the elitist system. Can we roll that?
How do you feel about Hulk Hogan wanting to run? Or should he run?
Well, I first suggested this on a blog for my friend Patrick Slevin.
Yeah.
And it's taken on a life of its own. I just saw an interview with Hulk Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's an entertainer, like Ronald Reagan, who became president, like Donald Trump, who became president. And while he said he's not running right now, he very clearly left the door open. Look, I think it's important to have people who come from outside the parameters of career politicians and politics. It brings a fresh perspective. He's a very successful businessman, entrepreneur, and entertainer. Why not Terry Bollea?
Why not? But why should he run, especially in Florida?
Well, because he lives in Florida. He is a Republican. And because he has enormous name identification through his role as an entertainer. It's very hard to get elected to public office if nobody knows who you are, but everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is.
He has a history. I mean, he's on WWE because he had the whole scandal. You think that would affect his chances if he were to actually run for Senate?
It certainly didn't hurt Jesse Ventura in his bid to be governor of Minnesota, where he was a reform-oriented governor. I really hope Mr. Bollea will consider this.
He also voted for Obama.
We all make mistakes. Well, there you have it. That's called a fedora, by the way, the kind of headgear that was favored by Dwight Eisenhower. It's pretty chilly here in New York. Look, I think this is a story we're also going to be following. I'd like to get Terry Bollea, also known as Hulk Hogan, on the show. He's a patriotic American. I understand he shares many of our libertarian views. We have absolutely confirmed that he is a Republican, and he deeply regrets his support for Barack Obama, just as I deeply regret my support for George Bush. We all make big mistakes.
Well, Roger, this is a man, Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, who came in to the song, I'm a Real American. I mean, it's perfect. He can come in every time he delivers a campaign speech to the exact same theme music he was coming into for decades. But, you know, Hulk Hogan, if you do get this message,
you said something in that TMZ video about Democrats and Republicans fighting and how you don't want to get in the middle of it. I think the important thing to realize is that this isn't that Democrats and Republicans are fighting with each other. It's not really a fight with each other. It's a fight over the country. Democrats don't have Americans' interest at heart. Democrats don't care about American citizens. You can see that now. They didn't want to cut the taxes. They want sanctuary cities. They want to shut down the government over non-citizens. So this isn't about Democrats fighting Republicans. This is about Democrats fighting America. This is about people and getting people in the government that want to stand up for America against the Democrat agenda to destroy America, Roger. I think that that's something that perhaps if Mr. Bollea realized, he might become more interested.
Well, but it's very important to note that he's picked up on one of the major themes that allowed Donald Trump to pull off the greatest upset in American political history. People are sick and tired of the two-party duopoly and the career politicians that have driven this country into the ground.
Well, you heard it here first. They wanted Roger's take. Now it's a big story. Will Hulk Hogan run for Senate? He won't be the first person from the WWE to run for office, and he probably won't be the last. We're going to have more on the other side with Roger Stone, and Jerry Corsi joins us as well. This is The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade grown.
grown Arabica beans, we have now managed to secure the sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. This is part of the expanded programming here at InfoWars. Now, if you like our new expanded programming, David Knight in the morning with the real news, of my colleague Owen Schroyer and I here at the War Room, and of course the great Alex Jones midday, please recognize that we are completely and totally supported by listener and viewer support. We have no right-wing fat cats sitting in the wings writing big checks. We are controlled by no one. InfoWars is completely and totally independent, and we can bring you the truth because there are no corporate interests telling us what we can and cannot do. That's what makes the stone cold truth so effective here at InfoWars. But we need your support to keep this expansion going. And right now we have some extraordinary sales going on at the store that'll help you and your family and help us pay for the state-of-the-art new facilities and expanded programming that Alex Jones has in mind. So whether it is the Super Alpha Mail Pack, which includes Alpha Power and the Super Mal Vitality formula, or whether you are going for the immune wall, which with this flu bug going around, believe me, you need. This flu is the worst I have ever experienced. I'm reading more and more about people it is felling, but I can tell you this is the best all-natural immunity formula I have found on the market. You can go to CVS, you can go to Walgreens, you can get products that sound like what we're selling at InfoWars, but the quality is not as good, and they don't have the thousands and thousands of endorsements from actual customers who are very pleased with what we have sold them. So folks, help yourself, help the fight for freedom. It's a 360 win. Go to the InfoWars store now.
All right. Well, we've got is Jerry with us, guys? So we've got a Jedi Council here with Roger Stone and Jerry Corsi. And Jerry, you broke the story at InfoWars.com earlier today. FBI has launched three investigations into Clinton's second special counsel to investigate Clinton crimes. Talk about this right now. So we've got three different investigations going on to the Clintons, and that is the Clinton Foundation money laundering, the Uranium One scandal, and the secret server. How are these investigations developing right now, Dr. Corsi?
Well, and again, I think they're extremely important, and President Trump appears to be proceeding very methodically, very determined fashion to really get solid investigations underway that will result in indictments. I mean, the first one in Little Rock, Arkansas, and New York, the FBI has begun a serious pay-to-play investigation into the Clintons on the Clinton Foundation, also looking at enormous, the use of the Clinton Foundation proceeds for personal gain. That could easily already have resulted in a grand jury because people are being called to testify. And I think you're going to find serious issues and indictments coming out of that. Secondly, we know through a letter that was authored by House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte, that Attorney General Sessions has assigned to several Department of Justice prosecutors to make recommendations on reopening this DOJ investigation into the Uranium One scandal, particularly into accusations that the Department of Justice held from CFIUS, the Treasury Committee that approved the sale of Uranium One to the Russian Atomic Energy Agency, withheld information that there was a bribery investigation from Russian agents in the United States ongoing. When this was approved, when CFIUS, Hillary Clinton, a member of CFIUS, approved the idea to sell Uranium One to Rosatom. And by that process, the Russians gained 20% of the U.S. uranium. That's another investigation going. The third investigation looks to be opened up in the Freedom of Information Act that Judicial Watch got. We now know that Huma Abedin had transferred something like 2,800 State Department work-related emails onto the laptop of her husband, Anthony Weiner, and some included classified passport information, which is password information, basically, that President Trump has charged were, you know, at risk of putting this information in the hands of foreign agents. And then finally, we've got the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, who's confirmed to Senator Grassley his office is investigating emails written between former FBI counterintelligence head Peter Strozek and the prosecutor, Lisa Page, in which Strozek said we need an insurance policy. Strozek also is the one who recommended that Comey change the language in his draft about Hillary's email service from grossly negligent to extremely careless. Now, these are four investigations, and Charles Ortel, a very close friend and a very thorough researcher, has pointed out, is also includes some investigations going on right now in Australia, in which the Australian government is really concerned that something like $80 million was transferred to the Clinton Foundation in a fraudulent fashion, including money that went to the Clinton HIV/AIDS initiative. This is, you know, these are very serious accusations, and foreign investigations could also prompt further investigations in the United States. Now, the reason I wrote the article is most people aren't aware of how much serious investigation is going on, and we've already had one indictment come down last Friday in the Uranium One investigation, which we did not know was coming down, and that was developed by the local FBI and regional FBI, not the FBI in Washington. Now, these are major developments because what they indicate to me is that below the surface, there is already starting the Trump counter-revolution, which is going to result in major, I think, indictments coming down against a wide range of figures, including some formerly very high officials of the government, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And from what we're learning even today about the Senate and the House Intelligence Committee, Nunes's committee, and the release of this four-page memo, which looks like it puts the Fusion GPS dossier at the heart of getting the electronic surveillance approval from the FISA court.
Now, I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you here, Dr. Corsi. Is that the same classified report that Ron DeSantis was saying need to be released to the public today that hadn't been released, or is this a different one?
This is the one that just came out today and that DeSantis is talking about.
Okay, also, so now this is actually key here. Now, yeah. This story came out this morning. FBI chief of staff to testify before House members on Clinton probe. Now, they talked to the Bureau's chief of staff, James Rybicki, and the topic of that conversation was, as Dr. Corsi was mentioning earlier, why former director James Comey did not recommend criminal charges against failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So that meeting goes down. Then Ron DeSantis goes to Twitter and says, the classified report compiled by House Intelligence is deeply troubling and raises serious questions about the upper echelon of the Obama DOJ, Bruce Orr, and Comey's FBI as it relates to the so-called collusion investigation. Are we finally starting to see all the puzzle pieces come together here, Dr. Corsi?
I really think so, Owen, because now just take a look. You've got the Department of Justice engaging the FBI at local levels with investigations. You've got the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, and you've got the various intelligence and justice committees in Congress all beginning to release indictments and very serious information of a criminal
nature. Wow, it's all coming down. It's a 180 degree. They thought they were going to get Trump on all this. It looks like it's going to be Hillary and James Comey. We're going to have more of that on the other side.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. You're with Dr. Jerry Corsi, the Washington Bureau Chief of InfoWars, and perhaps one of the very best, certainly the most dogged, investigative reporters working today. He's just given you groundbreaking news about a new focus on the Clintons in this administration, but I'd now like to get to the topic that interests me the most, and that is, where is Julian Assange and what is in his future? Dr. Corsi was one of the first journalists in the country to suss out the importance of QAnon as a source and to begin to put together the puzzles of exactly what's going on. So, Dr. Corsi, take it away.
Roger, on December 25th on Christmas, QAnon posted this very cryptic, basically four or five, six lines that said essentially that Assange was going to be able to get out of, was going to be extradited from London on January 5th and 6th. And the details were given in this that were enough for me to take it seriously. I began looking at it and began realizing that the stage had been set, because in fact, in your case, your district court case, President Trump sent attorneys from the Office of the President to argue that Assange had committed no crime, because under New York Times v. Sullivan and New York Times v. U.S., it's the Pentagon Papers case, Assange had the right to publish the Democratic National Committee emails, even if they were classified information and stolen. Now, we then found out after I started publishing this, and I think President Trump was following the whole case leading the case. I think this is another really quite brilliant move by Donald Trump, that we found out that Assange had a diplomatic passport given to him. He was naturalized by Ecuador and got a diplomatic passport. And that had occurred on December 12th. Yet for 1 month, Ecuador kept it secret. Now, to me, that would be the perfect time once Julian Assange had a passport. Julian Assange was posting on his website this music from MIA, and you know, the song was, "We can go across the borders, we have a passport." I was telegraphing, Julian Assange was, on his Twitter account, that he was going to get out. So what a perfect time, this window between the 12th to plan it to on January 5th, get him outside of London, you know, take him on a disguise, put him on trains. You don't have to have nearly the passport clearance on trains you do on airports. Get over to Paris and take the Trigon Grand Vitesse, the very fast French train, to Geneva. And I believe that Julian Assange is in Geneva and has been there since the 6th of January, extracted out of London. And I point out to everybody that we have had no comments from Donald Trump saying that we're going to prosecute Assange. You know, Great Britain has said, well, they want him for this technical violation of violating his bail. But, you know, the Swedish government has dropped the rape charges against Assange. And if Trump really was going to arrest Assange, he could easily have been making statements today saying Assange had committed crimes and we're going to have an indictment of Assange and arrest him as soon as we could. Trump has not done that. All the signs indicate to me that QAnon was right, and that what we're going to see is a meeting between Julian Assange and President Trump on the 23rd of January, when Donald Trump announced he's going to Davos, Switzerland, which again gives an opportunity. Has never done that. Donald Trump has, I don't think, ever been to Davos, Switzerland. This is an opportunity if Assange is there to meet with him and perhaps bring him back to the United States, which would be a great coup. And I believe that Assange has the information, which would be the final death blow for Hillary Clinton and this entire Russian collusion narrative. And I think the deep state would be dealt a severe blow, and President Obama for violating all the FISA court rules and using this fusion GPS to essentially conduct electronic surveillance on the campaign of a GOP candidate for president, which would be unprecedented in U.S. history.
That was a terrific summary. I think the key thing for people to understand here is that you can't be in court on behalf of Donald Trump arguing that Assange has not violated the law in the publication of classified information, even if it was purloined, yet have your CIA director and your attorney general arguing that Julian Assange violated the law by publishing this material and he should be prosecuted. From our point of view here at InfoWars, we believe Julian Assange is a journalist. And if you're going to arrest people for the publication of classified information, well, you better line up the New York Times and the Washington Post. Get some shackles for Bob Woodward. They do it every single day. The New York, the courts have held, as you pointed out, that these are perfectly legal functions of a free press. So it is time to end the prosecution of Assange. Hillary Clinton wanted to hit him with a drone. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, traveled to London to argue with the British government that they should rescind their recognition of Ecuador for one day so that thugs could storm the embassy and arrest this crusading journalist. God bless you, Julian Assange, wherever you are.
Well, and now we know why Hillary Clinton wanted to drone him, as I'm piping in here, guys, because I think we've got some breaking news here that I want to get Dr. Corsi's opinion on. As you bring up Fusion GPS, it's just been released. Glenn Simpson's House testimony has a discrepancy as far as his Senate testimony is concerned, where in his Senate testimony, he admitted to knowing Bill Browder when he was with the Wall Street Journal in 2009. Then in his House testimony, he said he never had heard of Browder or knew who he was until 2013. Now, all of a sudden, Glenn Simpson is on the high wire and Glenn Simpson might have to explain himself. How about that?
Well, I think there's going to be a number of discrepancies in Simpson's testimony. Also, from what was released by Senator Feinstein, he initially didn't know anything. He said he didn't remember anything, didn't know anything. I think this four-page memo that Ron DeSantis is talking about is going to be explosive. So I think we're about to see the release of massive amounts of information that are going to just simply bury the Russian collusion argument. I want to go back to what Roger said on Julian Assange. I mean, you know, this was in Roger Stone's case, this whole Russian collusion case that Donald Trump sent the attorneys from the White House to argue that Julian Assange had done nothing wrong. Now, that was an incredibly important signal that was heard around the world. I think it encouraged the Ecuadorian government, who I believe has been working in conjunction with our government, to find a way to get Assange into the United States. It's just like there's no law against Russian collusion, and there's no law. In fact, the First Amendment protects a journalist who is going to publish classified information that was given to them, even if that information was stolen. That's the Pentagon Papers case. These are very critical landmark decisions. And Julian Assange needs to be recognized as one of the most courageous journalists in the world. And Donald Trump already owes a great debt and has acknowledged it to Julian Assange for the release of the DNC emails and Podesta's air emails during the campaign. And again, they were so damaging, not because they were stolen, but because of what Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the others wrote in those emails that they never wanted the American public to see. The Julian Assanges are true heroes, and we need to celebrate them. We need to bring them back to the United States, and I hope President Trump does it. Now, President Trump gives him a position, a watchguard position over some of the agencies of intelligence in the U.S. government. I'd love to see Julian Assange be given assignments to investigate the NSA, to investigate various of the other agencies. And remember, Admiral Rogers, who is leaving the NSA, is one of the real heroes who came over November 17th or 18th after the election in 2016 and told President-elect Trump that he was under court-ordered surveillance from the Obama administration. It was shocking to Donald Trump. The next day, Donald Trump moved the transition team to Bedminster out of Trump Tower and began tweeting that President Obama was wiretapping him, which was correct.
Jerry, let me ask you one more question before we go here. Why was the FBI telling Trump that Russia was trying to blackmail him with information at the same time the FBI was saying that Trump colluded with Russia? How does that make sense? Why did that happen?
Well, again, you get contradictory stories coming out of the FBI because this thing has been convoluted and had many different trails to it. But the fundamental basis, and I think President Trump was on this case again, and he's absolutely correct, that there has not been a scintilla of evidence of Russian collusion. I mean, you can ask Roger Stone. Roger Stone's been put through.
Yeah, and that was his fake news award of the year. Roger Stone, Jerry Corsi, that's the Jedi Council. This is The War Room.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
I gotta tell you, folks, today the worm really turned. And you had Jerry Corsi's story on InfoWars.com. FBI has launched 3 investigations into the Clintons. You have Ron DeSantis. Thinking of a former baseball player, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis tweets out how they want to take this testimony public because the American public's going to be very interested in what's in it. You have Matt Gaetz, who calls on Congress to release the shocking secret FISA memo that threatens democracy at its core. So here you go, folks. I mean, you're hearing it from Jerry Corsi. We've been telling you this. We've been connecting the dots. We know what's going on. The Obama Department of Justice and FBI was working a quote-unquote insurance plan in case Trump won. They made up the fake dossier. Now, there's still questions as far as the true origination and motive as far as who concocted it. We know Christopher Steele wrote it. But was there really any Russians involved in that, or was it a completely fabricated story from the DNC or from, who knows, Christopher Steele? I don't know. That's the question. What made Christopher Steele write the dossier? But now it's all coming out. The dossier, which they knew was made up, which they knew they fabricated, was then used by Obama. I mean, look at this. I mean, it's like we know what happened. Peter Stroke and James Comey were in contact. They were also closely working with Hillary Clinton and let Hillary Clinton off the hook. So then they thought Hillary would win and everything would go over just fine. Well, instead, she lost. Peter Strzok initiated his quote-unquote insurance plan, which was the fake dossier. So Christopher Steele writes the fake dossier, gives it to Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS leaks it to McCain. McCain leaks it to the intelligence agencies. And then the very fabricator of the Fusion GPS fake dirty dossier tells the Obama administration this is going to be used as blackmail, or this could be evidence that Trump is colluding with Russia. Either way, the Obama administration then has a FISA request to spy on Trump's campaign team at Trump Tower. Bing, bang, bong. Treason. Right there. And we got it all, and it's all about to be blown wide open. And what have we been telling you, folks? January is going to be the storm, and now Matt Gaetz, Ron DeSantis, all these members of the House Intelligence, House Judiciary, everyone in the media that's been covering this is signaling, here we go. Strap up, ladies and gentlemen. It is storm time. Now, meanwhile, California Attorney General, employees who cooperate with federal immigration raids will be prosecuted. So in California, you have a completely twisted reality where if you obey the law and you want to follow the law, you're the criminal. But if you break the law, you're protected by the government. That's what the California Attorney General says now. Boy, New California should really happen. We should let old California succeed from the United States and go into debt and barrel into a third world crap hole. And then let's let New California rise. It'll be an amazing thing if that could actually happen. I don't think it would, but that would really show you how Democrats destroy cities and destroy economies. And then when you remove yourself from the Democrat noose, you can breathe and live free. All right. Hey, let's hit this video real quick. This is an illegal immigrant who killed two cops bragging about it and says he wishes he killed more. He says, I don't regret it. I'm glad that I killed them. He wishes he killed more of them. This is in the courtroom. This is an illegal immigrant who murdered police officers. So there you go. So California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, a Democrat, wants that guy in his state. Attorney General Becerra from Democrat-run California wants that murdering psychopath in his state. He would rather have that murdering psychopath cop killer in his state than have a veteran get health care. That is pathetic.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Is the War Room.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Was it the 19th? Was it January 19th of last year Trump was inaugurated? It was the 20th? Okay, so we are just two nights away from the eve of Trump's inauguration. And I think, as President Trump said when he went on the Alex Jones Show, give me a year, I think you'll be impressed. Folks, I think the storm is about to hit. I think the entire deep state's about to be exposed. Obama's DOJ, Obama's FBI, Fusion GPS, Hillary Clinton, all working together to try to steal an election from the American people, and then as an insurance policy, illegally spy on Trump and his campaign team to fabricate information and then entrap members of his campaign team. This is amazing. Steve Pachenik joins us now. Dr. Pachenik, I'm blown away right now. I'm blown away by what's going on in the House Intelligence Committee. I'm blown away by what's going on in the Judiciary Committees. I'm blown away by these Fusion GPS testimonies going public. For the first time ever, I have more confidence that the storm, we are honestly on the edge of the storm. I'm starting to feel the storm come, Steve. What are you seeing here?
Well, I'm glad you feel the storm come, but quite frankly, the storm was over a year ago when we brought in Trump. What you're seeing now is basically the aftermath of a major storm that had occurred with no one really understanding how Trump came in and how we and the intelligence community and others had helped to bring Trump to the forefront. The storm is over. Hillary is over. Mueller is over. The FBI is over. The CIA, certain elements are over. That's why Pompeo, who was number one at West Point, was put in. We have several military generals in charge. We have every congressional district. We have a military installation or project. So basically, we're not worried about any Democrats or congressmen. If you look at the map of the United States, we in the intelligence and military community are basically in charge, and Trump is on top of that. And I'm not upset about it, and I'll tell you why. When Alex allowed us to come on the air, we basically said it's all over for Hillary, it's all over for Obama, for Bush Jr. And what we tagged it to and what I said was, their affiliation wasn't just with the Democratic Party. It was a little bit more sinister, as you call the deep state. It was with the CIA, but certain elements of the CIA, which have been cleaned out and will be cleaned out. And those were the elements associated with John Brennan, a whole bunch of Democrats or Catholics in action, as we call them. And we've put in a military officer. And I know Petraeus was there, but unfortunately, he failed us. And because he failed us for many reasons, he was honey trapped. He allowed weapons to go through Benghazi and other problems. He was dismissed. And in turn, what really comes out of this is the Republic is very much intact. You're representative of it. You know, within a year, Owen Schroyer has his show, and I think it's great. I think Alex Jones has been proven to be correct. And quite frankly, what you're seeing now are the debris of a major, major revolution that occurred when Trump came in. And the aftermath is just not really all that significant. What is significant is that, number one, North Korea and South Korea have just aligned themselves. It's unbelievable. In 30 years, we've never had this kind of relationship where literally North Korea and South Korea are participating in the Winter Olympics. Has anybody talked about that? Has anybody said anything about that? That is a major, major geopolitical advancement of the degree that none of us in five different administrations would have ever imagined. And it was Trump who did it. We had a tax reduction. Trump did that. We have peace in Syria. Trump did that. Albeit we lost, nevertheless, peace in Syria. Iraq, we finished the war. Trump did that. We're going to finish the war in Afghanistan because the generals have full command and control of our soldiers and drone warfare. We'll finish that. Trump did it. So basically, I agree with everything you said, but really the focus has to be on a much larger scale, Owen. I don't belittle anything you said, but they're irrelevant. The congressional committees are irrelevant. The senators are irrelevant. It's what I've said a long time ago. You're more relevant than any congressman or senator. You have far more of an effect, and so does Alex, than anybody realizes. And the reality is that it overrides, and I'm not being patronizing. This has been going on for 20 years. Since 9/11, this has been the revolution that I have wanted, that many others have wanted, that those in the military and the intelligence community have wanted. And so it's come through your format, Alex's format. And so what you're seeing now is just a debris of insignificant individuals. Believe it or not, Hillary was already destroyed the second she was played into the fact that she attacked Alex Jones. This was a ploy that we used, and I couldn't believe, quite frankly, she was stupid enough to do it. And she did it. And once that happened and gave legitimacy to Alex Jones from the extreme left and from a crook like Hillary, it was all finished. And kind of Alex knew that, and I said it that day, I couldn't believe that would happen. So what you're seeing, with all due respect, Owen, is the aftermath of a major revolution that occurred because good people within the intelligence community and the military took responsibility for the Republic, and the American public understood what had to happen. Whether the ideology is left or whether you're millennial, it's almost insignificant. If you're not willing to participate in the Republic, in the democracy that we created, then you're not relevant. You have been a participant. You went and took on a show of your own, and I'm very proud of that, and so are others who see it, because that would never have happened had we had CNN, the legitimacy, had we had MSNBC. They're not relevant. They're finished. Zucker knows it. The industry knows it. Hollywood is finished. I mean, what you're hearing is the end result of a man like De Niro, who calls the patsy in a feat man, and a guy who never went to school, never went to college, never served our country, plays in acting, makes believe that he's a tough Italian, and he insults the Italian personality. And the Sons of Italy even said, this guy is a Finocchio, he's nothing. And so we call him a Stronzi. But the reality is the left isn't relevant. The De Niro's aren't relevant. The Meryl Streep's aren't relevant. They're all part of a dying institution, Hollywood, the Congress, the Senate. What's happening is the governors are more important, the commissioners are more important, our intelligence is far more important, our military is far more important, and they've come up to the basic, the rise in power. We've just taken down the FBI. Part of the FBI did a very good job in counterintelligence, for example. They just took down a Chinese spy, or Mr. Gerald Lee, an American Chinese who worked with the Chinese and, in fact, caused the death of several CIA operatives and informants in China, yet nobody talks about it. And the reality is that was a very good counterintelligence operation. That should be commended for the FBI. Yeah, the other FBI that's dealing with the committees and all that, those guys will probably disappear. Mueller will probably resign. There will be others who come and go. The major point is that the Republic is intact thanks to people like you, thanks to our military, thanks to our intelligence committee communities. And the congressmen and senators really are irrelevant. They're just showboats. We don't need them. With the internet, we can do whatever we needed. And ironically, you know, that would make it far more of a democracy. The irony is that no one's picking up the fact that really the president used Twitter not only to destroy the Democrats, but is really using it as a distraction and denial mechanism to most of the people who aren't aware of what's going on around the world. And our economy is the strongest economy. We're still moving forward. The dollar will be the strongest economy. China's in trouble. Japan is in trouble. Europe is in trouble. And so what's happening is, you know, we're not looking at the overall success that's going on, but we're getting caught in the minutia. I don't blame you for being excited about it, but the real revolution occurred a long time ago when we basically took down Hillary, and it was Alex Jones and your shows that helped us to do it. So
thank you. And we're about to go to break here, and it's not just, it's all of us together. I mean, that, you know, I want to get into this on the other side, because you talked about some things in your monologue there that I've never heard you actually talk about on air. So it sounds to me like you're willing to discuss it more. So let's get more into the secrets of the Trump revolution on the other side with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Look at that smile. He's ready to break the secrets, folks. Look at it. We broke Pachinik.
Please
today.
Listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer with you. My guest, Steve Pachinik, breaking it down as usual. And I want to talk about the Trump Revolution, the roots of the Trump Revolution, which Dr. Pachinik was talking about in the last segment. Steve, I've never heard you talk about this on air. We've discussed it before between ourselves, but I'm curious if you want to get more into this. Talk about when the Trump Revolution actually started, because I think it's very important for the people to understand that this was a well-thought-out, well-concocted revolution by patriots inside intelligence communities, inside the military, to create a massive system, a thruster, if you will, for Donald Trump to penetrate the White House and get in this pro-American
agenda that he's got in. Enlighten the audience about how this was thought out and concocted years before we even knew it was happening.
Let's go back. I think the major precipitant for most people, we would say, would be the 9/11 episode. It was no question in my mind and the minds of others who'd been in the military and the intelligence community. That was the neocons, as we talked about. It was Bush, Cheney, Condoleezza, a whole bunch of them who'd been involved. And we had looked for access to outlets. And the radio outlets were very limited. And, of course, the newspapers like the New York Times had been co-opted by an editor named Bill Keller, who was just a second-rate novelist. But more importantly, his father, his family was in the oil business, so they were connected to Cheney. So we knew a lot of the newspapers were compromised, the Washington Post, the New York Times, et cetera, et cetera. In turn, those of us who had served in the military, and I won't go into detail, and those of us who have been in the intelligence community began to understand that when the Iraq War was created and fabricated for no reason whatsoever other than the fact that they wanted to make Israel the central point of a Middle East policy and take down Saddam Hussein, and it had to do with oil and all other types of issues, they had already alienated many of us who understood that the neocon position was totally false. It was based on premises of nonsensical ideas that Israel would be the Middle East and we would be the primary power all over the Middle East. And they didn't understand that we would be engaged in wars most of the time. And so we had to neutralize the neocons. That's where I came in, and I understood each one of them, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Hadley, Sandy Berger. They'd all been at Cornell behind me. They'd also never served in our military. So we had a campaign where we hit the neocons personally and professionally on the air and with blogs. And at the same time, the military began to understand that when they were in Iraq, they were being used, and there was really no purpose to go in there and take out Saddam Hussein as we see right now. And in fact, what happened is Iran became the real victim. And Wolfowitz was too stupid to really develop any kind of post-invasion schemata. And I had warned.
So just to pause real quick to put into layman's terms. So the military's waking up as they were sent to these foreign wars that we don't belong in. Meanwhile, human intelligence was pushing out the real information.
Correct. And in fact, what was happening is there was a division within the intelligence community, I could say, between our military intelligence, which is really what I've allied with most of my life, and the civilian or the CIA at that particular point in time, the Brennans, the Tenet, who really was never an intelligent. A Tenet was nothing but a whore that was co-opted and brought in from the congressional committees and used by the Bush administration. So we immediately understood that, one, we would go after Bush. Two, we would go after Clinton, because Bush and Clinton had allied. And then we would go after the families involved. And not physically, but intellectually, in terms of psyops, in terms of economic warfare. And that involved in Alex Jones and primarily the conservative wing that began to understand that the Bushes really were not Republicans, that they were not conservatives, and that we began to support candidates out of Montana. Stephen Quayle was involved, and other people began to get involved in the conservative movement, where we started to clean out what was called the remaining part of the Republican Party, people like McCain and others, who we had to circle around. But at the same time, we knew very quickly that Hillary could not run or would be successful. We would not allow her to be successful. And actually, I can't say the name of the individual who told me that at the time Hillary was running against Obama, and I didn't know who Obama was at the time, I was asked this question, and it was by a key Democratic legislator who asked me the following. If you knew that Bill Clinton was still messing around with other women, what would you say about the race between Hillary and Obama? And there was no question in my mind that Hillary would lose automatically, and that Obama, whoever he was, and I didn't know who he was at that time, was going to be the primary candidate. But also, we in the intelligence community knew a lot about Obama. Contrary to his stories and his nonsense and the manifestations of a life that he said he was an African-American, his father was Kenyan, of course, the person he never talked about was the most important person, and that was his mother, who was a CIA operative. And in all due respect to her, she was quite formidable. She came from the Midwest. She was a white woman, Caucasian, who had studied and gotten a PhD in anthropology. Now, when you get a PhD in anthropology, or like get a PhD at MIT, you're automatically tacked by the CIA or an intelligence community because you become a very important asset to the United States. Not only was she important, she was also trained in Russian and understood Indonesia. So she was sent to Indonesia to evaluate and assess Russian influence in Suharto. The rest became nonsense. I mean, Obama was born of this woman. He's American only by the fact that this woman was an American operative. He never talked about her. He never went to Columbia. He went to Occidental College, which was where we put all the ex-CIA operatives in Los Angeles. And then he came in on affirmative action at Harvard. So immediately we in the intelligence community said, okay, if this is what you want to produce out of Brennan and Tenet and all the other failed DCI, CIA directors, then we will push back and we will show you how we push back, because we couldn't accept this kind of false candidate. And in fact, when Trump began to run, we weren't sure about him. We had 16 candidates, but for the most part, it was clear to us that the only one who could break the paradigm or break the kind of the paradigm of the past was a man who had been independent of wealth, independent in personality, and who had a very unusual temperament, who could really rile up the system. And there was Donald Trump. Now, when everybody called him mentally insane, I came to the forefront and said, fine, I would like to indict and incriminate every psychiatrist who's never seen him, who's never evaluated him. At the same time, I would like to convict every medical doctor who said he's going to die. And in fact, what happened is a rear admiral from the White House, who's been a great physician, said he is competent, he's great health. Guess what? He's going to live a few years, and he's going to be quite effective. We in the community understood that. And in turn, there were those of us who said, look, he's going to need some command and control capacity that doesn't revolve around politicians or people who really haven't spent their life.
Right, so you're about to get into the guts of it. Dr. Pretenda, can you stick with us for one more segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to keep you for one more segment here. And it also turns out that Yale psychiatrist ended up being a fake psychiatrist. She didn't even have a license to practice anymore. A total fraud. Of course that's the one that all the mainstream media goes after. But we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of the Trump revolution, how it started, and why we're here with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Another segment. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik has been breaking down the storm that's actually been brewing for decades now, a direct response to the false flag attack in New York City on 9/11. Patriots inside intelligence communities and the military decided to start acting then. And Dr. Pachinik, you were just breaking this down, and you were kind of getting to the point now where members of the military that you were working with and intelligence agencies you were working with decided to jolt Trump into office.
What happened was, in effect, the way we can summarize is to say, between the Bush family and the Clinton family, they were completely self-destructive. And we saw that very quickly. They were really destroying the republic in the guise of trying to serve it. Bush Jr. had really destroyed this country and was one of the worst presidents we've ever had. Bush Sr. backed him up. And, of course, Bill Clinton was a disaster. So we understood that this could not continue anymore. And then when Hillary came in, and I told you, basically her husband basically preempted her. She'd never had the guts or the ability to say, look, I divorce you. This is not working. But he's compromised her career. And quite frankly, she's so self-destructive. It was very easy for guys like me to take her down psychologically when she really was attacking me through the Alex Jones show. So that was the second element. The third element that really mobilized us was the Uma Abedin corruption when she was in the State Department. When she started to receive $400,000 as a, quote, assistant to the Secretary of State and was receiving $200,000 or hundreds of thousands from another corporation, that really triggered a lot of my companions and colleagues in the intelligence community and the military to say, look, this is so corrupt, it's beyond tolerable. A certain amount of corruption exists in any system, but this was beyond corruption. And so we had an incompetent individual like Uma Abedin. We had an incompetent Secretary of State who was given that position out of just pity. And we had an incompetent president along with an incompetent vice president. And that basically was a warning to the military and the intelligence community. We could no longer afford this. We could no longer afford 30 years worth of incompetency, starting with Bill Clinton, going through Bush, Bush Jr., Bush Sr., and Jeb, who wanted to run. We would negate that. And then we didn't want Hillary Clinton. So that was where the mobilizing features had occurred.
So the Patriots inside the intelligence communities and the military realized one more president like the status quo, like the deep state, it would destroy America. And you guys decided to take action.
Well, I had taken action long before by revealing the identities of the people in the neocons who were involved in the stand down the false flag. For me, it was my mother's milk. That was easy for me to say, and it was easy for me to take on Rumsfeld, who basically reaffirmed it that they were involved in a false flag. Because the day after 9/11, he said, well, those people who disagree with what we did in the Republican Party should also accept the fact that the Democrats did the false flag in Pearl Harbor, basically admitting what the University of Chicago had written and what Wolstead and Paul Wolfowitz had written. So it was really kind of stupid. In reality, we understood all that. And basically, we picked Trump, or Trump came in, and he was the candidate we wanted to have. In turn, we were able to use other individuals. And I think in this case, Julian Assange should be commended for the amount of help that he provided America at a time when we were really in trouble. And that's why I've always proposed that he become an honorary American citizen. And that's what I would recommend to Trump, because he really did a lot for the Republic in terms of WikiLeaks. And in that WikiLeaks, we were able to reveal a lot of information that the public hadn't known. And so that was really a kind of what we say, a friendly conspiratorial a relationship. Now, in terms of the presidency itself, we had to let Obama finish up. People said, no, we should take him. I said, that's nonsense. You know, he's the president. Let him finish up. Basically, his record will be almost nil and void, or null and void. And that's what Trump base did. In effect, he uncovered or took apart everything that Obama did, and we realigned everything. So the intelligence community was cleaned out. What you're seeing now is the remnants of the revolution, where the people who were affected now realize what happened to them a year ago, but it's too late. And in fact, they were totally co-opted by my colleagues, my friends in the community, including the FBI and the CIA and military intelligence and in Defense Department. These were real Americans who were concerned about the Republic, and as well as civilians. So we had a real revolution. What you're seeing now is debris of that revolution, and there's very little they can do about it. So the senators like Cory Booker, I mean, totally ineffectual.
Well, he's just a total joke. I mean, he embarrassed himself. But let me ask you this, because to the general population and to the layman out there, it looks like now, because of Matt Gaetz and DeSantis and everybody talking about these reports exposing Fusion GPS and connecting the dots, it seems like this is the storm about to hit. So I think the average American asks, now, what is the deep state response to them about to be exposed fully and perhaps even put in jail? But you're saying that the response to this, the storm, is actually kind of behind us now. They already had a year, 2 years. That's been their response. The fake Russia dossier, the fake collusion, Trump's a racist, everything about Trump. You're saying that was their response, and they've already lost. It's over for them.
It's over. Basically, we're not even answering it, because it's so childish, so immature, so ineffectual, that this is the reason why we were able to be so successful. Contrary to what most people felt or understood about Hillary, she was not as bright as everybody thought. She was not strategic. She had no sense of strategy. She had no sense of psychological insight.
She had no message. She had to take 2 weeks off just before a debate.
Well, not only that, but, you know, we posited that she was physically ill, and she had to prove that. So every time we put up a barrier, she literally got hit by that barrier. Was she physically ill? Well, it took time for her to say, no, I wasn't physically ill. Then we questioned, was she mentally ill? Then she took out time. In other words, every time she advanced, we could hit back. And that took time and effort on that part. Meanwhile, Trump just scooted around and used a thing called a Twitter. While she was spending $100 million, Trump was using something, cost him a couple of bucks, and used Twitter, which totally...
Yeah, and flying around the country on his own jet. doing it all on his own accord. We don't have much time here left. So it sounds to me like Gates and DeSantos and Gowdy are basically going to be cashing in on all the work done behind the scenes by the military and the intelligence agency. They're going to look like the heroes when this finally comes down. But one more question here before
not
we
really.
Go, because
the heroes are really there. They know who they are. These guys are not relevant, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, because it looks to me like they're about to blow the doors off of this thing. And you know, the work has already been laid.
Go ahead.
So. But I gotta go back to 9/11 because that's where we started this whole thing where you're breaking it all down about when the Patriots decided to actually try to save this country. It started years ago. Now we've reached this point. But going back to 9/11, I've heard different conspiracy theories. President Trump is obviously in the industry of buildings, building buildings. He knows about skyscrapers. What does President Trump know or think, or are you privy to anything Trump feels about the 9/11 attacks?
Well, President Trump, I don't know him personally, but with all due respect, he said it very clearly years ago. He said those buildings were well constructed. He knew very well as a developer who was involved. He knew very well which Jews were involved. He knew very well which units of the Mossad operatives were involved. He knew everything about it. Whether he wants to talk about it, that's up to him. But he knew almost everything about 9/11. He knew almost everything about that building. There wasn't.
Do you think we're getting closer to 9/11 truth, Dr. Steve Pachinik?
I think so. I think in time it'll come out, but it takes time for the American public to really absorb it and for the New York Times to say, well, we made a mistake, and the Washington Post to say we made a, they're not going to do
it. I think that that's why President Trump doesn't want to talk about it right now and just kind of go along with it as normal. Great stuff from Dr. Steve Pachinik. That is truly amazing stuff. Dr. Pachinik, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with Mike Adams.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Segment here of the War Room, and my guest is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News. Great stuff that you guys are doing over there. And I wanted to get into something you were talking about on the Alex Jones show earlier about consciousness. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand, and we'll get into some details about this. But in general, talk about how good health can lead to a better consciousness.
It's the key, actually, to being open to new ideas and information and getting rid of the old. Let's call it even hypnosis. The mainstream media is really a mass hypnosis organization. That's really what they are. They don't report the facts. They report misinformation. They try to get people ramped up with anger and hatred. Now, what is anger? It's like an inflammation of the neurology, right? Now, junk food also causes inflammation of the neurology. So bad nutrition causes your brain to become so inflamed that it doesn't have what's called the neuroplasticity or flexibility to be able to bring in and learn new things. I mean, this is an actual scientific truth. It's not just kind of new age talk or anything.
Right.
It's a scientific truth. So when you eat toxic foods and have all the toxic chemicals and toxic vaccines, you literally give yourself kind of an ongoing lobotomy each and every day.
Just like slowly chipping away.
Yeah, and that's what the mainstream media depends on. You have to be mind-numbed in order to believe MSNBC.
So there's a chemical attack on us, which we get in the vaccines. They put the fluoride in the water, the GMOs in the food, and it goes on and on, the glyphosate. So that's the chemical aspect. And then the psychological aspect is what they do in the media. They repeat the messages. They repeat the talking points. They have the flicker rates. They have the confidence of the, oh, Trump, Russia, yes. Oh, believe me. Look at me. Right. I'm in a suit. I'm very official. I'm talking to you in a monotone. So it's like a double-edged attack. And if you're not protecting yourself with good health, you don't have the consciousness and the wherewithal to even understand you're under attack.
What science has shown, and I have a whole team that just, we scan every scientific publication, over 1,300 sources every day. This is my focus. What we found is that there are so-called adaptogenic foods and adaptogenic herbs. Now, what those mean, and superfoods and nutrients, adaptogens are things that help modulate your neurology and your immune system. So if you're too angry, they bring you back into calm. If you have too low of energy, they bring your energy up. They modulate back to the area where you can now function holistically with the brain that God gave you that is a supercomputer.
Yeah, really our whole body is just an incredible mechanism of self-healing and
it is.
Thinking.
Yeah, you know, you have the ability to heal yourself. You have the ability to exhibit incredible creativity, innovation, learning, and understanding. And if they allow humanity to exercise those properties, humanity will be free.
Well, and think about it too. Just like your body can recover on its own, and you can use certain foods, superfoods, chemicals to help that process along, your body still has the mechanisms and the capabilities to do it on its own.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the same thing with the mental makeup, where if you're going through a tough time mentally, you can get through that. It's the same thing. It might be tough for 24 hours. It might be tough for a year. But at the end of it, you can still have a strong mind. At the other yes. side of that, you can still have a strong critical thinking process.
Mental stress is a way to weaken stresses. And that's why there's so much hatred coming out of the mainstream media. It's about creating mental stress that then creates immunosuppression and then makes people more vulnerable to savior type of narratives. Think about it. The whole Obama, during the Obama years, it was America's going down. The economy is failing. America's falling apart. You know, everything's bad, but Obama's going to help manage that process of decline, right?
Yeah, remember that was the narrative, yeah.
Yeah. That was to make people panic and freak out and want a savior. And then who was the savior? Obama himself. So he was playing both sides of the psychic warfare game.
Yeah.
It's talk about social engineering. He was a master of it.
Did you have that Rush Limbaugh was talking about that yesterday. I don't know if you heard that from him, but that was a talking point that he had too, where Obama gave you the message and it was kind of ingrained into the progressive media saying, oh, America's on its way down. We've had it good for so long.
Right.
This is just a natural process. America has to be brought back down to earth. But don't worry. We're going to manage it. We're going to make sure everything's fair. We're going to dole everything out the just way.
Right, right.
And so they kind of ease you and calm you into that. Oh, yes, it makes sense. I should be making less money. Oh, yeah, it makes sense. I guess the economy should be getting worse. That's what Obama told me. I mean, I guess this is what's right. But at least we're still okay.
And now think about the contrast with the Trump administration. Lowered corporate tax rates. Everybody's getting bonuses. Job creation.
Yeah, he just
like
gave a speech
before.
In Pennsylvania today. He had the manager of a construction company, a mechanic up there, who gave a big speech. He wasn't even expecting it.
And the message from Trump is that you can innovate. You can succeed. You can rise up from all the despair of the Obama years, take charge of your life, and actually do something as a great American.
Yeah, we don't have to live in a crap hole.
That's right. That's right.
Know?
And this idea offends leftists. They don't want you to rise up.
See, and I'm actually glad you went there because that's where I wanted to go next. When you're talking about mental stress, see, to me, mental stress is a part of life. And obstacles are a part of life. If you don't go through hard times, who are you? What are you? That's
right.
What makes you who you are. That's what
right.
builds your character. But they have this new thing where if you're going through a hard time, like let's say, you know, student debt, well, that's someone else's fault.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going through something else, you know, that's, it's always someone else's fault. You're a victim. You know, you're a victim. You've been victimized by something. That mental stress that you're going through, that's because you're a victim. And so when you have that psychology of a victim, you give up. You don't think that there's any reason to fight. It just destroys your will to create, to innovate. And that's what I think is starting to kind of get drawn back right now. Because even if people don't like Trump, they still can't ignore the fact people are making more money.
Yeah.
The economy's on the rise. I mean, these are good things that whether or not you like Trump, that's happening.
You've nailed it, Owen. This is exactly the point. And this is how university campi are resulting in snowflakes and crybullies.
Yeah.
What is a snowflake? It's someone who is so mentally fragile that they can't even handle offending words invading their neurology because they're weak. They're not even really, they don't have the American spirit, which is a spirit of overcoming obstacles, a spirit of strength, a spirit of innovation and creation and good business, creating new businesses and so on. Hard work, dedication. All these ideas are alien to the cry bullies and the snowflakes. Mm-hmm. They think everything should be given to them equally by a state-run economy. And that's why they're weak, and that's why they won't succeed, by the way, in the long term. They will fail. They're going to try a revolution at some point. You know that's coming.
Yeah.
But they're going to fail because they don't have the mental fortitude. I would put one Navy SEAL up against 1,000 snowflakes. The Navy SEAL wins.
And every time, too.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because when I listen to a Mike Adams or I listen to anybody, really, I'm listening for ideas. I'm listening for a challenge. I want to hear something original that sparks a thought in my mind. And I feel like now what the universities are creating, and I actually fell victim to this when I was in a university for 2 years before I woke up to it. But it's not about listening and oh, wow, what did you say that makes me think? What did you say that challenges maybe my ideas? How do I observe that in real time and figure out whose idea is more accurate? They listen and they say, well, what did you say that offended me?
Right.
I want to, hold on. Did you say anything offensive? Hold on. Let me make sure there was nothing offensive in your speech.
Yeah. And universities have become indoctrination training centers for mass conformity. So they demand conformity and obedience to their narratives. Now, when I went through university, you know, many decades ago, we could openly talk and challenge professors and they would challenge us back. That's what learning
really
is.
That's what higher education used to be about.
Yes, yes. And
that's liberalism. That's true liberalism.
That's right. That's right. And I learned from, you know, great poets and writers and professors and PhDs, you know, who taught me things, taught me to critically think.
Mm-hmm.
Today, all those people are gone because they've been replaced by conformists.
And as long as you feel it, then it's okay.
Yeah. You have to feel good about everything, but facts don't matter.
Yeah.
This is how they attack.
I actually think that's an Oprah punchline. I think she used to say that. As long as you believe it, then it's true.
Yeah. Who was it that new book that attacks Trump? Wolf?
Violent Fire and Fury.
Yeah. He said, if it feels like it's true, it must be true.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second here.
No.
That's not critical thinking. That's not reason.
The exact opposite.
Yeah. So what's going to happen, by the way, I think long term is there's going to be a major, major crisis in America. It could be an epidemic. It could be a political crisis. It could be a financial collapse one day, probably not under Trump because the economy's doing so good. But down the road, it could happen. When that happens, whatever it is, you know, the snowflakes are going to just implode and collapse and crawl into a corner and cry. And it's people like you and I and others who are going to rise to the occasion, rebuild this country, rebuild the republic, defend the Constitution, and create, you know, restore America as it was intended.
Yeah. And we are kind of reaching a precipice right now where we're having so much victory. You know, the deep state's got to push back. You know, the one world government agenda's got to push back. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully that's not the case with the midterms in 2018. Hopefully the Republicans are able to maintain their seats in the Congress. Because if the Democrats win, I think we might be facing that situation when they go for impeachment.
It's a very dangerous time. If the Democrats win a majority in the House and they try impeachment, they could push America toward an actual civil war conflict.
And that's what will happen. That's what will happen if they try to impeach. Mike Adams, thank you so much. The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com is where you can check him out. And that does it for the InfoWars. I will be off tomorrow, but stay tuned over the weekend. We're going to have some special surprises on the Alex Jones channel. That does it for the War Room. I'm Owen Schroyer. You stay classy, InfoWars.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X, to Super Male Vitality and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/